Well, I think Hong Kong now is in a very difficult position because the demand or the request made by the movement organizer, well, to me, unrealistic. Like they are asking the NPC to drop the decision that have just made, and they would like the NPC to apologize to Hong Kong people, and they would like to see the resignation of most of the government official. I think it is very difficult for the government to take all these requests, and I think for the first two, it is even out of the authority of the special administration government to do that.
So I just want to let our listeners know, the protesters here, they're angry at these planned political reforms, which they say will allow China to vet the leadership of their election candidates. But do you think that anything will change? Everybody, the thousands of people that have taken to the streets, you've seen the pictures yourself, perhaps you've been down here. Is Mr. Leung, for example, going to make any substantial changes or ask Beijing, indeed, to instill some change?
I think it is not the government alone, I mean the Hong Kong SAR government alone, can change the NPC decision, right? And the NPC, before it makes a decision, I think the government or the official responsible for that have to do a thorough study or interview with different sectors of the society. I think the decision made are final and cannot be moved, well, at least within a short to medium term. Therefore, I think it is difficult to achieve that objective.
So what's going to happen, Ms. Lee? What's going to happen to all these people if they're so angry, as I've spoken to them? It's a peaceful protest, but they say they are not leaving until change happens.
Well, I think people have to calm down because we are all Hong Kong people. Hong Kong is our home. We don't want to damage Hong Kong, right? And I think every people have to calm down now and think of a way out. First of all, I would like to urge the administration to open up some of the parks or space that is less disruptive to most of the Hong Kong people, and persuade the people to move in to continue their demonstration. And I would like to urge the demonstrator who can remain calm, and hopefully they can open up one link for a smooth transportation, at least not to paralyze the whole situation. And thirdly, I think communication is important. Everyone has to understand the other's position and have to work together to find a way out. I think dialogue and communication is also a key to reach
I understand what you're saying. Excuse me for stepping in on you, but we've just got a couple of minutes left in the hour, and I want you to meet Jeremy, who's a protester here who's been listening. What would you like to respond?
Ms. Lee, have you ever tried to talk to Beijing on the people's demand? That's it.
Oh, yes, of course. Of course,
how?
During the consultation period,
we
definitely spread what we have heard from the general public, including a civil nomination. They know it very well.
So you have spoken to them. Sorry to step on you. You have spoken to them, but have they responded? Is there any thawing of what the negotiations? Are they prepared to even listen to the people of Hong Kong?
Well, I would say, as I've mentioned all the time, you know, the universal suffrage of Hong Kong can be achieved by having, first, the consensus of the Hong Kong people. The second is the consensus from two-thirds of the legislative councillor. And the third is the approval from the central authority. And central authority have set out its framework. If we cannot accept that, I think what we can have is we can veto that. But we have expressed clearly what Hong Kong people want. Of Hong Kong people are diverse.
Thank you,
right?
Ms. Lee.
They know it very well.
I don't want to cut you off
at the end
of the program. But that is Starry Lee speaking to us from one of the government's party here in Hong Kong and responding to Germany, one of the protesters.